Today we have, and I'm so honored to have, the American Legion's first female national commander, U.S. Army veteran Denise H. Rohan, who promotes Family First Agenda. And we are so excited. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War I. Following the war, the American Legion was founded by a group of World War I veterans in Paris and dedicated itself to the four pillars of providing a national strong national defense, care, and rehabilitative programs for veterans, patriotic programs for young people, and Americanism. And I want to welcome you, Commander Rohan, to our show today. And I am very proud to be an auxiliary member of the American Legion Post 72. And I have to tell you, it is one of the finest organizations that I've ever belonged to.
Well, I couldn't get a better endorsement than that. So thank you so much. It is an honor to be with you today.
Right. And next week, I have to tell you, we are going to be in Dallas, Texas. I wish you could be there with the veterans from every service for Air Power Foundation Skyball. So can you tell me, which we honor families at as well, mm-hmm. and can you tell me how excited are you about being the first woman commander?
It is such a fantastic honor. Just the fact of being the national commander, we have over 2 million members, male or female. To be the national commander is an amazing, feeling, yes.
It is so humbling.
It's so humbling to be in this position. And I always like to brag to the auxiliary when I go to visit them that I'm not just the first female commander. I'm the first national commander to be a paid-up-for-life auxiliary member as well. So it's all really
is. That's pretty exciting, Commander, I think.
Yeah.
Tell me, and I'm so proud to belong to Post 72. We're one of the larger ones here in Cincinnati, and I just can't believe how many American Legions there are in the state of Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. It just floored me. And I've been honored to be able to interview the past commander last year when we had the conference here in Cincinnati, and I'm so excited about your Family First Agenda. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
The Family First Agenda comes through the fact that when you join the military, you end up with a new family. Of course, you always have your personal, your blood relatives, your personal family, but then as you move on to the military, you get new brothers and sisters who have each other, we have each other's back, and we take care of each other. And from base to base and post to post where you go, you have that new sense of family and taking care of another. Now, my husband and I, when we got out of the military, we ended up in a community that it wasn't our hometown. So to get that new sense of community, we found the American Legion family, which, as you pointed out, is the Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary. We have Sons of the American Legion, and we have American Legion Riders. And within our American Legion family, we take care of each other. And then, of course, we have our four pillars. And when you look at the fact that we're taking care of veterans and their family, our military personnel and their families, and the rest of what we do is all about taking care of children and youth. And so I look at the American Legion family as taking care of our nation's families. And ever since 9/11 and our National Guard units are being called up time and time again, we have families in communities across this nation who may have someone missing from their household because of a National Guard call-up. The American Legion family is there once again to make sure that whatever may be needed within that family who has someone who's serving overseas, that family gets taken care of, and that our military personnel can concentrate on the mission that they have overseas, and they don't have to worry about their family at home because the American Legion's there taking care of them.
You know, the wonderful thing is that my husband and I, for 41 years, were helping the military as contractors, but prior to that, we were both, you know, involved. My first husband was a Marine, and then my second husband of 48 years is Air Force. So being with the military, including the Army, which I loved, by the way.
Okay.
We served in Turkey with all the forces, and veterans mean so much to me in active duty. I can't even tell you how I feel, and that's the reason why I'm so excited about being part of the auxiliary. But where will you be on Veterans Day, my dear?
I will be in New York City, and I'll be part of the New York City Veterans Day Parade. And then, as you may know, I'm asking Legion Posts across the nation to open their post homes for a meal or invite the community in to help celebrate Veterans Day. And so on Veterans Day, I'll be sitting down with the American Legion family at the Lieutenant Kim Lyle Post 1291 out in New York to help celebrate Veterans Day there. So, but again, I'm hoping American Legion Posts across the nation open up their doors for the community to come in and celebrate the day and see what the American Legion family is all about.
That's the reason why I'm so excited about this thing with the Skyball and the Air Power Foundation, which I'm on the council, is that we this year are celebrating on Veterans Weekend. And we're going to have, I know, over 5,000 people involved all, you know, honoring the military all weekend and helping the military. So it's something that I'm very excited about. Can you tell me or tell my audience what are the most important issues today facing veterans and their families?
We have a lot of issues going on. Healthcare is continuing to be a concern. We are 100% about keeping the VA hospitals open, but we're also, I'm talking to a lot of veterans who live in rural areas who are concerned about the distance they need to travel, so making sure that healthcare is taken care of, making sure that veterans get the benefits that they deserve and that they earned, and so we were excited when the Appeals Modernization Act was signed on stage during National Convention, so we have that concern. We also suicide, veteran suicides, post-traumatic stress, military sexual traumas. There are just so many issues. And our website is legion.org, so people can read more about it. But we really are. We're just concerned and want to make sure that people get treated like we want our family members to be treated and they get what they do, what they earn.
So important. There's a company called I Hear Medical that wants to meet with you, that's met here, and is helping veterans and their families with low-cost hearing aids for $3.99 each. And they actually gave the American Legion some and want to work with the American Legion. And then I have another veteran who started a program for PTSD. So we're doing a lot here in Ohio and around the country, and we want to support everything that you need with the American Legion. When are you going to visit the Far East, Commander Rowan?
We leave for the Far East on November 26th. We'll be traveling to South Korea, visiting the troops that are stationed over there, but we also have a couple American Legion posts over in South Korea also. So it's a matter of making sure that our troops have what they need and if they have any concerns for their families that are serving with them or are back here at home. Then we'll be going to Okinawa, and we'll also be stopping in the Philippines before heading over to Hawaii for a remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be very, very busy this year. Am I right?
It has been a busy year. Since convention, which was August 24th when I was elected, I've been to 12 different states so far. Been to Washington, D.C. a couple times and to our national headquarters, both in Washington and our national headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I just keep drinking coffee and taking my vitamins.
Well, I hope that you're going to be here in Cincinnati because I'd love to do a television show with you at our post. And where can people find out more information about the American Legion? And if you are a veteran and you want to join the American Legion, we'd really love to have you and your
That's
spouse,
right.
correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. But I would like to remind everyone who's currently serving that one day of active duty means that you are a veteran also. So when we celebrate Veterans Day, we are celebrating people who currently serve. The American Legion welcomes people who are currently serving. A lot of people think they need to wait till they get out to join a veterans organization. They can join now, and they can go to legion.org, which is our website, It can't be simpler than that. Just legion.org, and you can join from that site, and you can also learn more about exactly what it is we do and who we help.
And thank you so much for your service and your husband's service and your family's. And Godspeed, and happy Veterans Day ahead of time. And I hope you have a very successful trip in the future.
Thank
Commander.
You, Catherine, and thank you for being part of our American Legion family.
Thank you for having me. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You
we'll
bet.
Be right
Thanks.
Back after these important messages. Thank you.